up to chapter Lamed Aleph 31 in the Geres HaKodesh. So, over here the Alter Rebbe is going to talk about how important it is of two Yidden getting along together. So, if a Yid don't get along, we're, God forbid, we're causing for the Shechina to be sick. Just like physically. If the blood that circulates between all the bodies, if the circulation doesn't work properly, then the limb gets sick, then the heart gets sick, everything is sick. The Jewish people are one body, and the blood needs to circulate everybody. But if there's circulation, if there's breathing in blockages or stops in the middle, that causes, chas v'sholem, a sickness, kaviyochel, so to speak, in the Shechina. Because it says, he brings down like this, noida b'sha'orim, it's known, in the gates, meaning these are things that are known from our sages. Mashakosu batikunim, this is written in the Tikuni Zoyar. Over there it says, the Shechinta ihu mereo begolusu kaviyochel. It says that the Shechinta is, God forbid, sick. Because mereo, mereo means sick. In exile, it's sick. While we're in Golos, why is the Shechina sick in the Golos? Perush. So what does it mean? Al derech moshul, take by example, kemoi choli haguf, like the sickness of the body. Hamavdu ben koidesh b'chulu, which means, you know, here we're talking about the Eibishter. Here we're trying to bring an example from the body, but lahavdil, it's just like to separate, but we're just bringing it as an example. What is the cause of whether one is sick or one is healthy? Is when the life that travels from the heart to all the limbs. That energy of the soul comes from the heart, dresses up into the blood, goes from the heart, and it travels and it circles to all the limbs. It's called Dam HaNefesh, that's the soul. The soul, Kinefesh HaBosar B'dami. V'seviv Heiluch HaRuach Chaim V'Hadam. And it circles the spirit of life and the blood with the life force that's in the blood. Keeps it open. Toich kol ha'ivorim v'agidim. It goes in the inside of all the limbs and all of the veins, or al yidei ha'gidim hamivloim b'hem, through the veins which are within the limbs, v'chayzer el alev, and then it goes back to the heart. So if this circling and the spirit of life above is as it should be in the right order, it goes constantly in the order that it was organized from the life of life, blessed be by Hashem, when the Eibishter has set it up. So then the person is totally healthy. Because all the limbs are connected together. And they receive their fitting energy that is fitting for them from the heart through this circulation. But if there is something wrong in some places that hold back, that prevent and hold back, or it diminishes, sibu v'hiluch adam, imaru achaim abam, the circulation of the blood with the life force which is dressed up in the blood, azayin nifsak, then either it interrupts, or mismat hakesher halos, or that connection is diminished. So it's either good, I mean, God forbid, you get either a heart attack or you get stem you need to put in to clear, so that you should make the blood. That that would connect all of the limbs to the heart through this circulation. Then a person falls to bed, which means got sick, Hashem Yishmerenu, may Hashem protect us. Likewise, exactly by way of example, all Jewish people are called the limbs of the divine Hanikras b'shem Lev. The Shekhinah is called the heart. The pasuk says, the rock of my heart, which means my heart. What's the heartbeat? That's the Eibush, that's the Shekhinah, that's the divine. It says that I will rest in them. Perush, what it means is kiloshu shechina, because what does it mean? The language of shechina. Hu she'oir havaya shoichen bo'ilomis. That means that the light of Hashem that rests, that dwells in the world, b'ritzira silach yosef, to breathe, to give them life. That's the Shekhinah, the part that Hashem lives in the world to vitalize them. And this life force, extending this life force, first that life force has to dress up in the souls of Yidden, that life force, and then it goes to all other creations. Why? Because all other creations have no comparison, there's no relationship to them to the Eibishter. They're considered like nothing. And it's impossible to them to receive the energy from Hashem's light and His blessed flow. This should be created. So they cannot go directly. You can't go directly because it's too high for the light of the Shekhinah to vitalize the Nevroim directly. It must first come through the Neshamas Yisrael. First it goes through the Neshamas to the Neshamas Elikus. And then we say, like we say, Lekeinu Melech Olam. First it comes to us, to the Neshamas, then it goes to the world. Because why Yidden? Because Yidden are come from higher Madregesh, all of Machshove. Because they came up in the level of thought, as opposed to Dibur. They are from a higher level, the level of Neshamas created, the higher level. Bekodmu Lebriyas Olam Sha'adei B'chinas HaDibur. They come before the creation of the world, which was through Dibur. They come through the level of Machshove. And Kimay Merazal, as our sages tell us, when the Eibishter had to make a decision to create the world, it says, with whom did Hashem consult about creating the world? It says, B'nishem Shal Tzadikim, B'nishem Shal Yisrael. The Jewish soul, the Eibishter consulted them. That means because they were already in existence. On that level, they were in existence. As known elsewhere. So we see that in order for the light to come down into this world, it comes down through the neshamas. But now we're also going to see, but there's two circulations. One circulation that it goes from the heart, that it goes to all the limbs, but then it comes back from the limbs back to the heart. The Rebbe continues. B'neida Bashorim, and it's known in the gates, meaning those who know the Chokhmah, the Kabbalah, the inner meaning, Kikolam Shochas Achayiz V'Hashpoa Milyonim L'Tachtoinim, that all the flows of the light and the energy and the flow from the upper to the lower worlds, mehem hein kimoshikosu b'sefer yitzira, like it says in Sefer Yitzira, that no tchilosim b'sefer b'sefer b'tchilosim, that the beginning is stuck into the end, and the end is stuck into the beginning. So which means there is sort of a connection from the highest level to the lowest level. So it's not just like the from the top goes to the bottom, but the top is actually connected to the bottom, and the bottom is actually connected to the top. That's why we always say that the Soilam Hazeh is dafke connected to the highest level. They call it a direct light and a returning light. So there is the light that comes from the top to the bottom, which this is the lowest level. And then you have the light, the returning light that comes from the lower level to the top. That energy, talking about the malachim, the chayis hakodesh, the merkava, is rotzi v'shoiv. They go and come. Ashal kei. And therefore, al pi advarim v'emes eile, based on these words and this truth, ashiyef shel levayir heitev michtav, it's high, impossible to explain well, good in a letter. Nikreis ashchina b'shem lev. That's why we call it the heart, the shchina. V'neshamas b'shem evorim. And the neshamas are called the limbs. Why? L'hoiris lano, to teach us, to instruct us. Ki kasher kol ha'neshamas d'vukis u'mekushoris yachad. That when all the souls are connected and tied together, azai sibu v'hiluch ha'chayiz v'hashpoa, so then the circulation and the flow of the energy and the flow, the vitality and the flow that goes, Seviv, Seviv, it goes well. It goes from the beginning to the end. It goes in circles around. And the end is also connected, and the end is connected to the beginning. That ties and connects all of the souls to Hashem Echod. And to connect to Hashem, you all are standing today, but it's all kulchem. If you're all together, then you stand daike. When do we stand before Hashem if it's kulchem? If we're all. So then we're all standing before Hashem. Which means that we're actually higher before Havaya Lekechem. Higher than. Rasheichem Chulu. From the highest level to the lowest level. So everything is before Hashem Elokeichem. So that is what? That is when all the limbs are working. When all the Rasheichem, Shifteichem, all of them, you know, we all get along between us. So the flow of the energy that comes from the heart, from the Shechina, goes up and then it goes back and we're connected to the top as well. Then we're all the Yidna connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, and then we understand why, God forbid, but if we don't get along, if it's not lifneichem, then we don't, then it's whole, the whole thing is lacking. So the whole chayis that comes from the Shechina cannot really flow easily because of the separation and the parting of the different neshamas, different neshamas. So now we can understand the saying of our sages. That the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash, and why did they end up in Golus? The Istalkus HaShchina, and the Shchina left. Golus Kavyachol descended to Edim, it's in a way of exile, so to speak. The Abish, when the Yidin are in Golus, the Shchina is in Golus too. It says, "Hakol hoyu b'avoyin sinas chinam pirud levavus." Everything took place because of sinas chinam, senseless hatred, and separation of hearts. Rachmon l'slan, may Hashem protect us. V'lochei nikrais choy lal derech moshul. That's why the shchina, we said before, the tikkun zoyer, that it's called sick, so to speak. But in Golos, the shchina is called sick. K'may sho'emrim, as we say in the davening, soymech noiflim, he supports and he heals the sick. Now, even though Reifei Cholim is the Shechina, we need to heal the Shechina. The Shechina is sick. The Shechina is sick because the Evarim don't behave. There's blockages over there. But still, yet we say Reifei Cholim in a plural. Why? Because really, we're asking for all the limbs of the Shechina, for all the Yidden, the Reifei Cholim, the Eibshe Shehel, heal our sicknesses, that our period of love is our sin and schinah, and that will bring healing to the Shekhinah, because our sickness is actually what causes the Shekhinah of the second Shekhinah. So basically, here we see that if we want the healthy Shekhinah, we have to be healthy amongst ourselves, and then we have the flow, the heart, and then we're connected. We're connected. And we are at the proper level and the healthy level the way we should be.